Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. I apologize about the audio quality today, but hey, the show goes on. Thanks for being flexible. Monday, we talked about the three-step process to life transformation: awareness, action, and accountability. Awareness helps bring consciousness and choice to the moment. Action gives you a clear plan to execute. And accountability holds you to the plan even when you don't feel like it. Harmonize all of these elements and you are on the path to positive change. Tuesday was a simple message. If you search more, you will find more. Life operates on the law of cause and effect. Put something in and you get something out. While we can't control the outcome, we can influence the likelihood of an outcome. So if you're missing something in your life, what can you do differently in your searching so that you help your chances of finding it? Next, Wednesday's tip featured the metaphor of a hose and talked about addressing one drip at a time. When things are leaking in our life, bad habit here, something needs fixing there, we're best suited to focus on one at a time. Very quickly, we end up patching the issues, and they get done with more quality and more completely than they otherwise would. After fixing the big kink that's restricting our flow, then we go on and address the drips one by one. Thursday Positivity featured a quote, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." Belief is half the battle. It's what gets you started, keeps you going, and finishes the job. And it's an entirely internal process. So once you get your sense of belief aligned with what you want to do, you've taken huge steps forward. And that belief will shape the action steps that are needed to go the rest of the way. And last, on Friday, I shared how much I've grown related to caring what others think about me. I used to feel self-conscious about celebrating at the end of my runs, and now I embrace it and own it. The shift came from some consistent, small acts that slowly reframed my perspective and rewired my mindset. And hopefully, it serves as an example of how you've grown in ways that you haven't realized too. I'm Brian Ford, and if you're new to self-improvement or have lots of learnings already under your belt, I've put together a resource for you that includes some of the best episodes from the past and summarizes what I call the 7 fundamentals to self-improvement. These are the things that most people wish they knew sooner, and they're not what you think. Click the link in the description if you want to check them out. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.